The title we are learning today should be Le'ilui Nishmosoi, Reb Menachem Yitzchok ben Reb Yaakov Yisrael. Reb Menachem Molinsky is the father of our dear and beloved friend Chaim, also known as Henry Orlinsky. I call him Chaim. Between me and him, he is Chaim, and that is what he always will be. Chaim Haim Lemoitzoeim. Chaim is like a brother to me, the best of friends, and he's been extremely helpful all these years. So the title we learn today is Le'ilui Nishmosoi of his great father, Reb Menachem Yitzchok, the only survivor of 10 siblings. He jumped off a train on the way to Treblinka, on the way to Gehenom. He jumped off the train and lived in the forests, fought the Nazis together with the partisans. Then after the war, after he survived, came to Eretz Yisrael and he fought in the War of Independence in 48. Then he went over to America. He hakim bayis litif eres bonim avnei bonim oiskum v'toyu v'mitzvahs. And today he is zeichet to have 9 grandchildren living in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Kodshenu. So the title we learn today should be Le'ilui Nishmosoi. It should be a Meretz Yosef for the entire wonderful and beautiful family. As you can see, I'm still not at home, still not be'eretz HaKodesh. I am still far away. But Shurim must go on. This week's Pasha, we read Pasha's Re'ei. And one of the psukim of Pasha's Re'ei, lo yisiz goydedu v'lo yitassimu kochu bein einechem lemeis. Pshutoi shel mikro. When we mourn, when we cry, when tragedy strikes and we lose a lost one, yes, we should cry. The Ramban, on this very posik, writes, bon amatem l'shem elokechem, lo yisiz goydedu atoyre lot. When you part from loved ones, it is human nature. It hurts. We cry. And we should cry. That is the mitzvah of Avelis. But not to exaggerate. A Jew is never alone in the world. We have a father in the heavens. Kodesh Baruch was a father. He's a mother as well. And in this week, and in these weeks in the Haftarah, in Shiva de Nachemta, the Novi describes the Kodesh Baruch Hu not only as a father, but as a mother as well. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu unoichi menachemchem. Hatishkach isha ulo marachem pribitna. Gam eile tishakachnu v'onoichi lo eshkocheich. So bonim atem l'shem alakechem. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is a father, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a mother. We should cry, yes. But don't tear your flesh. Don't draw your blood. Everything in moderation. Our simchas are in moderation. Our avelis is in moderation. But Chazal give a different interpretation to this pasuk. Meloshon aguda. Lo yisasu agudois agudois. Klal Yisrael needs to accept each city, each town needs to have the same minhagim and same piske halacha. Loi tasu agudois agudois. Klal Yisrael should not be parts. In the same city, we all need to have the same halachas and the same minhagim. There are two machlokes ha-meroim in the fundamental sugya, which is in Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel, dealing with a big machloikis between Shammai and Hillel and their Talmidim regarding Tzoras Abbas. We won't go into the specifics of that sugya, only the general halacha that we learn in Yevamos Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Tezvav. It's a lengthy sugya. Loi tasu agudois agudois. And there are two machloikis between Gedoy Lameroim, Rav and Shmuel. Not Rav and Shmuel, I just made a mistake. Abaye and Rova. The latest, one of the latest sets of Amiroi Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish, the earliest Amiroi Eretz Yisrael. So first, the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish that is in Daf Yud Gimel in the beginning of the sugya, according to Reish Lakish, this halacha applies only to halacha psuko, not to minhagim. Having different minhagim is legitimate. We can have different piske halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan maintains that the halacha of agudois agudois applies not only to hilchas apsikta, but to menhagim as well. the same town, the same city, should not have a different minhagim. That is one machlokes. Reb Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, halachik Reb Yochanan, and that is why the din of Reish Lakish applies to minhag as well, and not only to halacha. In the continuity of the sugi, we have a machlokes on Abaye and Rava. According to Abaye, even if the city has two separate botei din, still they need to have the same psokim, same minhagim. Rava says no. Doesn't depend on the city, it depends on the beis din. It is unreasonable and unacceptable that part of the beis din paskens kach and part of the beis din paskens differently. If it's one beis din, they need to have the same psak and the same minag. That is the opinion of Rava. Abaye v'Rava, halacha k'Rava. And therefore, this halacha applies only to the same beis din. Two separate botei din could have different psukim and different halachas. Are we dealing with a d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan? The Rambam, two different sources, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh Mem Hei, the Rambam writes, Pshutoi Shel Mikra deals with mourning, deals with avelus, deals with tragedy. B'derech Drash, Chazal also gave another interpretation, Agudois, Agudois, but that is not the Pashtus. And the Rambam writes similar words in Perek Yud Beis Melachos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Yud Daled. After the Rambam brings Pashtus, the Halacha, Loises Gadol Veloises Gimu Korcho, one should not tear his flesh out of mourning, in mourning on the deceased. The Rambam writes, Ubechlal Azahor Zu, included in this posik, in this lav, is also Shaloyasu Agudos Agudos, Kidoveze Mevi Lemachloikis Gedoilois B'Yisrael. Because this will cause machloikis, it will cause discord, and therefore, also Lasois Agudos Agudos. And there's a machloikis in Achoinim. Some Achoinim maintain what the Rambam means to say is Menatoira, it is only in the process of mourning. The other Drosh, Agudos Agudos, is only an Asmachte, it's not Menatoira. That is the opinion of the Pri Chodesh in his very important Kuntes and Dinah Menhagim, Hilchos Pesach Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel. It is also the opinion of the Chidah and Me'il Sedoko. But the case of Mishnah on this part, the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, makes it very clear. It's a Din D'oraisa. And that is why the case of Mishnah asks, Eich loiken aloises goydidu, it's a lav shebecholois. The concept of a lav shebecholois is a lav that includes more than one concept, more than one inyan. And the case of Mishnah argues, if there are two different interpretations on Loises Goydidu, one is tearing your flesh out of mourning, and the other is different psokim, different minhagim, agudos, agudos, then it's a lav shebecholois. If it would be a derabbanan, what does it have to do with lav shebecholois? Same opinion we find in Tshuvas Marashdam, who was before the Beis Yosef, before the case of Mishnah, Yoredei Esem and Kuf Nun Gimel, Prima Godim, Eishel Avrom Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel. Ani Akoton, I think the case of Mishnah is right. And alongside to the case of Mishnah, the Marashdam and the Prima Godim, I wrote a big Yesoid. I don't remember which Simen, Minchas Osho Chumash Bereishis, but I brought about 10 different sources or more than 10 sources to substantiate this Yesoid. Motzino betoyres Rambam, even b'mitzvus d'oraisa, yesh ikar v'toysefes. I don't ever use the terms ikar v'tofel, because in Torah there is no tofel. Ein dover tofel b'toyres. But there is ikar v'toysefes, shoyresh v'anaf, yesoid v'binyan. And we find many times in the Rambam, and to me it's a pella, I wonder why we don't find Gedol HaChoinim to elaborate on this sugya. But many sources that I brought, Bein b'mitzvos lo ta'aseh, Bein b'mitzvos aseh, Gam b'dine d'oraisa, Yesh ikar v'toysefes. Regarding mitzvos aseh, some of the sources I brought, Simchas Yom Tov, Achilas Kodshim v'truma, Kodsh HaKodesh v'Kodesh HaKalem, lo ta'aseh, in dine avodah zarah, lo tashchis. And one of the Yesoidis, which I realized in Torah Rambam,
Malchus only on the Ikar, not on the Tosefos. And that is actually what the Kesef Mishnah answers to the question I just mentioned a few moments ago. It's a lav shebachloris. Kesef Mishnah says, no, it's not a lav shebachloris, because Ikar alav is pshutoy shel mikra. Agudas v'agudas is only a Tosefos. And therefore, there is no Malchus on Tosefos. And the Tosefos doesn't make it a lav shebachloris. And I think this is one more source to this Yisai. Ikar alav, koshul ameis, avelis. However, the Tosefos is also minatoyra loitas agudas agudas. Rashi writes, Yavam esyud gima loitas agudas agudas, sheloite hea toira ner es kishnei toirois. The Rambam, the sources I mentioned above, the Rambam, has a different interpretation, and the Rambam writes, and some of the great Achronim understood that this is actually a machloikis between Rashi and Rambam, two different reasonings, two different approaches. Keren Oiro, one of the greatest disciples of Rabbi Chaim of Elozhin, Keren Oiro Yevomis, says that Rabbi Yochanan of Rosh Lakish nechlaku b'Rashi v'Rambam. According to Rosh Lakish, this rule doesn't apply only to halachas, not to minhagim. Because it is only regarding Piskei Halachos that we say Torah Neres Kishtei Torahs, but by Minhagim it's not Shnei Torahs. Rabbi Yochanan maintains the reasoning of the Rambam. It brings Machloikas. Minhagim would bring Machloikas as well. If some have one meaning and others have another meaning, and it might break families apart, and maybe they're Machloikas. Dinetziv, also one of the greatest Gedolim in Litta, Rosh Hashivas Velazhin, Dinetziv, Meshev Dovo, Chelak Alav Simen Yud Zayin, wants to explain that's a machlokes of Abaye and Rove as well. If the reasoning is Shnei Toiros, even B'Shnei Bote Dinet Shnei Toiros. If it's machlokes, maybe not. Maybe Shnei Bote Din, each one has its own rules, its own psukim, its own menogim. Generally, I don't like this approach, and many times I teach my Talmidim. It is unreasonable that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Rambam, and Rosh Lakish holds Rashi. Rava holds Rashi, Abaya holds Rambam. That's unreasonable. The Rambam and Rashi were Rishonim. And probably they need to explain all the different opinions according to their understanding, B'Shor She'a Sugya. So Rashi will need to explain Abaya and Rava, Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish, and the same regarding the Rambam. Generally speaking, we have a tendency in yeshivas, every machloikis and every suffix, we immediately go to the fundamentals of the sugya and try to explain that the machloikis is the fundamentals. Most machloikis are in nuances, not in fundamentals. And I think, bein l'Rashi, bein l'Rambam, whether the reason is shelo yehi nerek shtei Torah, so the reason is ma'arba machloikis b'Yisrael, we could understand both Abaye, both Rava, both Rabbi Yochanan and both Rosh Lakish, whether it's Shnei Toiris or Machloikis, it would apply not only to Halacha, but maybe to Minig as well. It could apply not only to one basin, maybe to two Botidinim as well. And these Machloikis are nuanced, not necessarily Bishor Shea Devorim. But I want to argue far more than that. I don't think there's a machlokes Rashi and Rambam at all. Maro merchodav, lo pligi. And both expressions are two sides of the very same coin. Ad kedei kach shetameya ani. I wonder how these great gedolim didn't realize that in Sanhedrin peches umedalof we find in the Gemara. Mishorobo Talmidei Shamei veHillel Shaloshim Shukol Sorkon Rabsu Hamachloikis biYisrael VeNaseh Zatoyr Kishtei Toyrois. So Chazal Toch Kedei Dibur B'Chod Amachta use both expressions, Rashi and the Rambam. They are one and the same. Mishel Rabu Talmidei Shamei veHillel Shaloshim Shukol Shaloshim Shukol Sorkon Rabsu Hamachloikis biYisrael VeNaseh Zatoyr Kishtei Toyrois. So the Rambam adapted and quoted the Reisha, while Rashi quotes the Sefer, but it's the same Mamar Chazal. Rav so amachloikis v'yisoil, v'nasis atoyre kishtei toyres. So when Rashi writes, Loi tasu agudes vagudes sheloi tehei nere kishnei toires. And the Rambam writes, shedove ze mevi machlokes gedoli b'yisol. It's one and the same. There's no machlokes Rashi and Rambam at all. And the Shach, Reish Chov Beisiv Kod Yud, also quotes the Ma'am Chazal, as is. Shalai terve machlokes b'yisol v'nases ha-toire kishnei toires. Therefore, there was no machlokes. And both Rashi, both Rambam, Koran Acholam Olchim Alayam, and it's all the same. Loitasu Agudas Agudos, because that causes Machlokes, and the effect of Machlokes, the result of Machlokes is that the Kehillah is torn asunder, torn apart, Benasas HaToyre Kishtei Toyres. So let's deal Aloch HaLamaisa regarding Loitasu Agudas. Is it Shayach Bismanazeh? So once upon a time, hundreds of years, each town, each city, each hamlet has its love, its kehillah, its shul, and its own minhagim. Bo sancherev v'bilbel eskol ha'umos, the modern sancherev Hitler yimach shemoy, all the kehillahs in Europe were uprooted and destroyed. And huge Jewish centers developed in the New World, cities like New York, Los Angeles, Ira Koidish, Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak, and many, many kehillahs came, each one of them, with its own Nogim, own Rabbonim, own son. It is ridiculous to say that in New York, everybody needs to have the same minig. In Yerushalayim, everybody needs to have the same minig. There are hundreds, thousands of Jews in huge Jewish centers. Sadim, Ashkenaz, Litvish, amongst Hasidim, Belze Hasidim, Megara Hasidim have different menhagim. In the Litvish world, different menhagim. In the Sephardi world, we have them, we have Morokayim. Each Kehila has its own menhagim. The Beis Yosef and Shabbos, Afkas Roichel Semeramed Beis writes, two Kehilas have the din of two Bodin. Halochik Rove. If there are two Bodin, there is no din of Agudas Agudas. Two kehillahs are two different botedim. The question, how do we define a kehillah? So the Mishnah Berurah of Bi'aloch Tov Samaches writes, a kehillah must have its own rov and its own mikveh. That was 600 years ago in East Europe. Because in Europe, every kehillah had its own rov. Every kehillah had mikveh. Every kehillah had its shoichet. But it's a different world today. Kehillah no longer have a voice. Especially it's a huge organization of mikvot. So the mikvot, the Eid HaRedis has mikvot. But it's no longer the situation that a shul has its own mikvah. While some shuls have men's mikvah, that's not what the ruler means. It's a woman's mikvah. So no longer most of the case. America, I don't know what the situation in Mikvot is, but Kashrus, the Kehillah no longer has a Shoichet. The organizations have Kashrus. How do we define a Kehillah today, this new world? Simarei Samech Gimel, there's a big tumult in the Achronim regarding the Aloch of Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Torah brings two different Minhagim. Does Kabbalah Shabbos depend on Adlokas Ner Shabbos or on Tfilas Leil Shabbos? So according to the Shittas, it all depends on davening. Does each and every shul have its own zmanei tefillah, and the members of that shul are mekabel Shabbos, where they daven in their own shul, or must they come together and decide when do they daven and when do they all be mekabel Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah Reish Samech Gimel Sif Kot Nun Aleph writes, one shul is not dependent on the other. Each shul has its own zmanim. And the people that daven in that shul are mekabel Shabbos when they say Baruch Hu in that specific shul. That's also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan Siv Dalet. Shulchan Av came before them in Siv Tes. However, Minag Ashkenaz was that the central shul dictates to all the others. Elior Rabbi brings that in Prague the Minag was when they daven Leil Shabbos Marav Altnoy Shul, all the other shuls were Mekalel Shabbos. And all the residents of Prague, the Jewish community, were Mekalel Shabbos when they davened when they said Baruch Hu in the Altnoy Shul in Prague, it wasn't the biggest shul, but it was the most important shul. Mekor Chaim is the Sefer of the Chavis Yom Shulchan Aruch Chaim. He writes that in Frankfurt, the meaning was that when the central shul davened, all the others were Mekal Shabbos. But that is the Minag, Minag Frankfurt, Minag Prague, Me'ikar Adin. The Aluch is like Shulchan Aruch Rav, Aruch Shulchan Mishnah Berura. Each shul is Mekal Shabbos when they daven in that shul. But maybe that is only regarding Kabbalah Shabbos, not regarding Loises Goydedu, Agudois Agudois. My psak is, and it's similar to the Igros Moshe Cherekesem Achov Dalet, that is the Minig Olam. And we cannot ignore the fact that in big cities today, not like a little moshav in Eretz Yisrael where there's one shul and one rav, each shul could be defined as a kehillah into itself. And therefore, each shul dictates its own minhagim. And that those are the facts of life. So therefore, today regarding Lois Yisraelidu, there is no longer centrality. Unless it is a city that has one rav, and he is the accepted Mora de Asra of the entire city, all the shuls, then he reigns supreme and he paskins for the city. But if there is no Mora de Asra, and in big cities today, in most cases, there is no one Mora de Asra. Each shul, each kehillah has its own minhagim, whether they have an own rav or they don't have an own rav. So Lois's guide to do today would only apply to the minhagim of Botei Knesios. You can't go into a shul that davens Nusach Sfarad and you'll be the Shliach Tzibah and you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, or the other way around. We need to respect the minhagim of each shul, and we cannot contradict those minhagim and that Nusach. So there are some new shuls, primarily shtiblach, in which there is no nusach kavua. Each and every shliach tzibur has the right to daven his own nusach. Some rabbonim are unhappy about this. I think it definitely is legitimate. There's no chiyuv for a shul to be koveya nusach hatfilo, especially if it's in the form of shtiblach, in which there are many minyanim every day and many shuls. The rule is each shliach tzibur could daven his own nusach, and that is definitely totally legitimate. However, most shuls do have a nusach kavua, and you can't go against that nusach and that minag. So the Moshe paskins, everybody agrees that if you daven in a minyan which davens nusach sfarad, but your minag is Ashkenaz, you could daven tefillas halachas Ashkenaz, or the other way around. It's legitimate. And you definitely will be considered as somebody that davens with minyan. There could be 10 people davening, yet each of them davens a different nusach. One is a Temani, one is a Morokai, one is a Tunisai. One is a Lubavitch Chosid that davens nusach Ha'ari, and the other is a Tzanzah Chosid that doesn't exactly daven nusach Ha'ari, but still nusach Sfarad. And then there's an Ashkenazi, and then there's a different one that davens Sidur Agro. 10 people, each of them davening a different nusach. But they all daven to the same Kodesh Obrichu, and they all daven the same Yud Ches Brochus, and therefore it is considered a Tzibur. Rav Moshe Paskin's Kedusha, you need to say the same Kedusha as the Shliach Tzibur, because Kedusha you don't say as a Yochid, you say as part of a Minyan, and therefore you're Kofef to the Minyan. Ketalmid Adan Lefnei Rabbi Sabakar, I disagree with this Psat, and I say, Kedusha, you could also say your own Nusach. Why do all need to say the same Kedusha? After all, Ikr Kedusha is Kodesh and Baruch. Kodesh and Baruch are two Psukei Novi, Yeshayahu and Yecheskel. They're the same Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz. So what is the difference whether you say Nagdishach Manaritzach or Nekadesh Shishim Chubi Yoylam? Doesn't make any difference. As long as you daven as a Yochid Balachash, you could say your own Kedusha. But I don't know why some people have a tendency, they need to shout out, you're davening with Nusach Svarad, and they need to shout out Nekadesh Shimcha. Is it about attracting attention? That is Lois's guide. And I want to give two examples in which it is very obvious and evident. Nafila Sapai. So Nesach Sfarad, we say Vidu before Nefilah Sapayim. Nesach Ashkenaz, right after the Shmoy Nesach, we have Nefilah Sapayim. So you're davening with a Sfaradi minion, but you're an Ashkenazi. Chas v'sholem, you won't say Vidu. So everybody is saying, Oshamnu, Begadnu, Gazalnu, and you do Nefilah Sapayim. That's Loises Goydidu, or the other way around. So Chazad davens in a minion, the davens Nesach Ashkenaz. They do Nefilah Sapayim and needs to say out loud, Oshamnu, Begadnu, and say Vidu. That's silly. That's not Ra'ui Lefi Alocha. Nothing will happen if you will say Tachnon like the minion you daven in. And the same applies to Nanuim. Because Nusach Ashkenaz has a different say Nanuim. And Chassidim do Nanuim Lefi Nusach Ari. So if you daven in a Sephardi minion, do Nanuim like they do. And I promise you, you'll have Gshomim Toivim, Vitlolim Toivim, regardless whether you say, whether you do first right or first left or first lamalo or first lamato. So anything that is bifarhesia, a person should not be mishana minat sibu. Do nanuam like all the others. Say tachnun and afila sapayim like all the others. But lois is going to do no longer applies to a city or to a town, but rather to kehilas. And kehilas is not necessarily a kehilas that has a rov and a shoichet and a mikveh. Each shul has its own nusach tefillah. And each person has his rov. And he will paskin in accordance and conduct his private life in accordance to the psokim of his rov. So what Lois is going to do when a good is boils down to today is menhogei botei kneisiyos. And they must be respected and they must be upheld. So this week's parsha, we have the Pusak Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechun. And so to you, Darad Omedalav, the Gemara says, Ma'idich Siv Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechun, V'chi Efshar Loi La'odam, La'halach Achrei Hashchino, Haloi Ksiv Ki Hashem Elokeichu Ish Oichcha Lohu, Elo Halech Bedrochov. Ma'hu Mal B'Sharumim, Af Atu, Mal B'Sharumim, Ma'hu Mavak Acholim, Af Atu, Bat Acholim. We need to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Halech bedrachot. We find another Mama Chazal which seems to be the same. And that's in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis. And the Pusik, Zekeli Va'anveyu. Havei Domelo. Rashi explains, Anveyu is an abbreviation of Anivahu. I and him, Keviyachol. Havei Domelo. Ma'u Chanon Afatu Chanon, Ma'u Rachum Afatu Rachum. Are these two drushes one and the same? They cannot be one and the same because of Chazal use different language and they interpret two different psukim. It cannot be the same. Similar, but not identical, like two sides of the same coin. And let me explain. Sometimes you get to know people and they're wonderful people, people that are caring, compassionate. They really feel others and care about others, but for some reason, they're not engaged in Gemilas Chosodim. They don't do good. And it could be for various different reasons. One of them is a big masmid. He learns all day. He doesn't have time to do Gemilas Chosodim. The other is just lazy. And the third person loves other people, but he loves himself even more. And he's too busy with himself to take care of others. On the other hand, some people we know are engaged in Gemilas Chosodim all day and all night. But when you come to know them, you are shocked to see they're not good people. They're not compassionate. They're not caring. So why do they do Ma'asim Tovim? Because they're tzaddikim and they know it's a great mitzvah. Some of them do Lishma, others Shelo Lishma. Doing Gemilas Chosodim, you're going to have a great reward. But not everybody that is engaged in Ma'asim Tovim is a good person. The shleimus of a person is the combination of the two. V'divrei Chazal mashlimim eile et eile. On one hand, in this week's parsha, we learn Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechun. Halech bidrochov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zman l'shalom, do the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavak achorim, do the same. Emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be engaged. Be helpful. Take time. Make an effort. Help others. Ish esrei eyu yazayru. But that is not the entire picture. Ze keli va'anveyu haveido melo. You emulate not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, I don't know, we can't say essence, but his midos. Mahu rachum af atu rachum. Mahu chanun af atu chanun. Kodesh Baruch Hu expects us to be good people. People that care. People that have compassion. People that feel the pain of others. And they rejoice in the joy of others. But it's not enough to be a good person. You need to engage. You need to be helpful. You need to be involved in Masim Toivim. Halech bidrochov, mahu mal v'sharum, mafatu hal v'sharum, mahu mavakechoyle, mafatu bakechoyle. Yerotze shiecherkenu imoim. We should all be zoich l'leches bidrochov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rachamim b'chemlo, v'kol ha'maracham ala b'riyas, marachma mola v'na shamayim. And we need these rachamim desperately. It's soon Elul. And these are troubling times. We already danced and sung. We were convinced that Corona is over. COVID-19 is behind us. But there are very troubling numbers and signs. Seems to be coming back in Eretz Yisrael. In my shkuna, I was just informed yesterday of a few people that were vaccinated. Both vaccines, and they have COVID. Baruch Hashem, both feel well, but it's troubling. So we need Rachamei Shemayim, and one of the greatest gulas for Rachamei Shemayim is Amaracham Alabriyos, Arachamim Olam Min Hashemayim Mido Kenaged Mido, and that is one of the essays we learn in this week's parsha. Halech Bidrochov, we should emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachamim Uchemlo. We should hear Besorah's Toivos, Yeshua's Menachomos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach Tzidkenu, B'mheiro, V'yomeinu, Amen.